Hi, this is Cherise Kenyon, and you're listening to the Beauty Me podcast, all about beauty beyond the BS. It's another 5-minute review, and this week it's the much-loved Laneige Lip Sleeping Mask. In these short episodes, I tell you what the product is, what the brand says about it, look at the packaging, the smell, the feel, and I also give it a mark out of 5 based on whether it matches the claims on the website and how it performed for me. For consistency, when I mention some ingredients, I'll mostly rely on inkydecoder.com, a website specifically created for ingredient advice. So let's get into it. The product is labeled as a lip sleeping mask, aimed at being used overnight as part of your nightly skincare regime. But for me and many other users, the Laneige lip mask is a daily go-to. It's daytime, it's before makeup prep, it's when we just want to go bare and keep our lips hydrated. So what does it say on the brand website? I'm going to go to the US site. And first of all, you cannot miss, especially if you're a Euphoria fan, you'll see Sydney Sweeney's face, who plays the often frustrating character of Cassie Howard on the show. She's the Laneige brand ambassador, and she's the face of its Dreamy Skin campaign, which features the Water Sleeping Mask, which is a gorgeous product. I've definitely been through a few jars of that. It's a water sleeping mask for the face. And it smells amazing. It's the perfect thing to put on your face before you go to bed at night. Apparently, Sydney's favorite lip sleeping... Have I got a problem with saying sleeping? I feel like every time I say sleeping, I'm going sleeping. Sydney's favorite lip sleeping mask is the vanilla flavor. And she says she has a pot on her bedside table wherever she goes. When it comes to describing the lip sleeping mask, the brand says... This iconic fan fave Pout Perfecta is a special intensive care mask for lips. With nourishing berry fruit complex, muramuru seed and shea butter, this hydrating lip mask delivers intense moisture and antioxidants while you sleep for visibly smoother, baby soft lips in the AM. See why we're the number one lip treatment brand in the US. So the marketing team clearly loves a bit of alliteration and repetition, but I won't deny their claims. I do love this mask. I'll definitely give you my marks out of 5 in a bit, but I really enjoy using this. But let's look at the ingredients mentioned. First of all, there's that berry fruit complex, which is a trademarked complex that Laneige created. It's said to be rich in antioxidants to help reveal smooth and supple looking lips. Then there is the muramuru seed butter and shea butter, both known for their rich hydration. And they also add some coconut oil in there, I'm guessing for a little bit of extra slip. So the product is a little bit more, slippery. But it's not so slippery that it slips off. And that's one of the things that I love about this mask. The site also says it features vitamin C to help protect from external aggressors. So again, antioxidant, protective kind of ingredients. When it comes to the reviews... On the US site alone, there's almost 4,000, so I'm just going to read a couple. But one thing that I can see as I go through these pages are there are tons of reviews talking about a cherry blossom version, and I'm gutted because I've never seen it here in the UK. I've never even seen it online, so I think it was a seasonal thing. I'm really upset as cherry blossom is one of my favorite scents ever. Whatever other brands I've used, particularly from the States, I think it started out even with, what's that brand? Bath and Body Works. It's really old school. Fresh, I think they have a cherry blossom range. Rituals has a cherry blossom range. I've got a thing for cherry blossom, so I'm just gutted. So if you find the Laneige Cherry Blossom Lip Sleeping Mask anywhere, please let me know. Send me the link. There's also loads of comments about a new limited edition version, which is Pink Lemonade. And that sounds really good too. And it's kind of like a two-tone swirly kind of mask. Anyway, back to the reviews. Megan C says, I own every flavor, ! The mango and pink lemonade are my favorites. My lips feel soft and hydrated. I'm a customer for life. Thank you. Edith V said, love my lips in the morning. And Pamela S said, the more I use it, the better my lips feel. And I think it's that last comment that really makes the most sense to me, because unlike other lip balms, this isn't the type that's gonna, you know, if you take a break, or let's say you go away and you forget to bring it with you and your lips are dry, it's not that kind of product. It's not gonna leave you looking crusty if you go without it for a few days. You might have already heard about this concept of how adding moisture to your lips regularly, especially licking your lips, it means they can actually be even drier by the end. You know, you think you're adding moisture, you're drying them out, you end up applying even more product, and it's like this endless cycle. And it's funny me even talking about lip licking, because there's someone I can't get out of my head when it comes to this. It's Diana Jenkins. I think she pronounces it Deanna, from The Real Housewives of Beverly Hills. If you ever watched that, Diana is constantly licking her lips. I think some people have made some comments about it. You can Google it if you want and you will absolutely see what I'm talking about. I don't know if I've ever seen her put lip balm on. Maybe that's the problem. Maybe she needs some Laneige. Anyway, some people even believe that you can become addicted to your lip balm, by the way. So I did look up for the possible reasons as to why lip balms could cause you to have drier lips, and apparently it will come down to the ingredients. So if your lip balm has salicylic acid in it, which for instance is an ingredient often used in acne treatments and known for its exfoliating properties, then it's definitely going to leave you feeling drier than before. So I would say always look at the ingredients when it comes to a balm if you really need hydration. The packaging for me is very classically Korean or K-beauty style. By that, I mean very clean, minimalist, very Instagrammable, solid colors. And I do love the packaging. It's kind of like this semi-opaque, very solid feeling tub. When it comes to the smell and the feel, well, I'll start with the feel first, because there are 7 scents currently on the US site. It feels really thick and unctuous. It's a little slippery, but it really does stay where you put it. You can just spread it on literally like a mask before you put your makeup on, or spread it all over before you go to bed, and it stays there. When it comes to the scents, I've tried 2 seasonal ones. The apple one, I like that. Chocolate mint, didn't love that. I love chocolate, but I don't like smelling of it. The original berry scent, which is the first one that I ever bought, which smells like strawberry in particular. And my current jar is the sweet candy scent, which I love. I want to try mango next. It sounds amazing. But to be honest, these jars, the full size ones, and even the smaller ones, actually, they will last you a while. I think the full size ones definitely last me for months on end. The price in the UK, you can find it on Cult Beauty for £19. And on the Laneige site in the US, it's $24. So easy 5 out of 5 for me. 5 out of 5 marks. I love the thickness of this balm. Like I said, you can slather it all over. And I move around a lot in bed at night, and this always stays on my lips, and my lips are always super soft in the morning. And in fact, my husband always tries to kiss this balm off my lips, and I still have plenty to spare after he's kissed me. So I love this product, and I really need to get back to using the face mask at night. Let me know, have you tried the Laneige lip sleeping mask? Can you say sleeping better than I can? Because honestly, I think I've got a problem. Let me know if you've tried it, or if there's another product you want me to do a 5-minute review on. I have had people coming to me lately, so you're going to start hearing ones that are requested by you. To send yours in, you can email beautymepodcast@gmail.com, or you can DM me on Instagram or Twitter @beautymepodcast. Don't forget, there's also the newsletter at beautymenotes.substack.com. You can read that for free. And if you like this episode, I would love it if you could leave a review or rating wherever you choose to listen. I'll see you next time.